Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You have to disappear.
When I said I wanted to win 8 gold medals, basically half the people in the swimming world thought I was absolutely crazy and nobody could ever do something like that. But for me, I was somebody who believed in it and somebody who believed in the process of getting there. I knew it wasn't going to happen overnight, like I said before. But every little small thing that we did was a small stepping stone in order to be able to have that chance and that opportunity to do what I did in 2008.
Disappearing means doing the work. It means doing the work in the dark. It means building in private what you don't need to prove in public. It means doing the work when no one's watching. You stop worrying about what people think and start valuing what you believe. Because a life that looks good or sounds good is nothing compared to a life that feels good.
I believe that whatever I put my mind to, and if I was willing to make sacrifices and I was dedicated, that I could achieve absolutely anything. For us, we always also tried to compare. Every day is a new challenge, right? Every day is a challenge. Is a day that we can prepare ourselves even more. There were a lot of days where I did not want to get out of bed, and I guarantee you, if I ask the question here, if everybody is excited to get out of bed every single day, if I saw a hand, I'm going to blatantly call you a liar, because we all know that is far from the truth. But if you have those little small goals, those little small things that get you excited when you don't want to, it's going to make it even better and even easier at the end when you're getting ready for a presentation or the end of the year or this or that, whatever event you're leading up to. It's going to make it so much easier. And I think if you look at the greats in anything that in any walk of life, the greats do things when they don't always want to. And that's the separation. For me, that's what I've found. Because I can sure as hell tell you that there were days where I hated my coach.
Do earlier on, lazy people don't know how to start, weak people don't know how to finish, successful people don't know how to stop. People demand success, but refuse to work weekends. People want opportunity, but won't talk to strangers. People claim ambition, but sleep in every day. We are the result of our actions, not our aspirations.
Is a greater threat to progress than hardship. Keep working, keep striving, never give up, fall down 7 times, get up 8. Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish.
Consistency doesn't guarantee that you'll be successful, but not being consistent will guarantee that you won't reach success. An easy productivity hack: instead of spending time getting in the mood to work, just start working, confront the work. People think they need perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition.
If you go to the gym and you work out and you come back and you look in the mirror, you will see nothing. And if you go to the gym the next day and you come back and you look in the mirror, you will see nothing, right? So clearly there's no results, can't be measured, it must not be effective. So we quit. Or if you fundamentally believe that this is the right course of action and you stick with it, like in a relationship, if you believe there's something there, you commit yourself to an act of service. You commit yourself to the regime, the exercise. You can screw it up. You can eat chocolate cake one day. You can skip a day or two. You know, it allows for that. But if you stick with it consistently, I'm not exactly sure what day, but I know you'll start getting into shape. I know it. It's not about intensity. It's about consistency. You go to the dentist twice a year, your teeth will fall out.
You see, the underdog story is the realest story there is. Because when you come from nothing, you appreciate everything. You hustle different. You love different. and you lead different. So today, I want you to do three things. Stay humble. Never forget where you came from. Stay hungry. Keep that fire in your soul. And stay true. Always be real with yourself and the world. Because the world don't need no more copies. It need originals. And trust me, ain't nobody else that can do what you do like you do.
Oh, you think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it. Molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a man. By then it was nothing to me but blinding. The shadows betray you because they belong to me.
It's pushing the water, and there's a jogger, actually. Look at this. Wow. The Florida man right there for you, Blake, jogging in the hurricane.
I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone. David Goggins goes, "You had nobody anyway, motherfucker. Look around you. There was no fucking team. It was you. There was no weight loss program or mom and dad waking you up saying you can do it, you can be better, trying to build belief. You built belief when you had nothing. Rock bottom."
I'm gonna stop this thing.
No, I gotta prove it.
Prove what?
I'm not a mistake.
When you're built different than everybody else and you have this desire for more and this desire for achievement and this desire to win, everybody else looks at you like you're fucked up.
In the end, I don't care whether you love me or you hate me, just as long as I win.
This is my life, man. Do you know how hard I worked to get here? I built it. Me. Brick by brick.
I fought for it. Because no one gave it to me. Because it was just me. Me alone in the gym. Me alone in the mirror. Me alone in my head. No one did it for me. I worked for it. And I'm never going to let someone else take that from me.
Listen up. Today isn't just another day. It's a chance to break limits. Stop waiting for permission. Stop second-guessing yourself. The opportunity is right in front of you. Take it. Own it. And don't look back, because legends are built one bold move at a time.
Do what no one else does. Run 3 o'clock in the morning because no one else is running 3 o'clock in the morning. If they're training 3 hours, you train 4 hours. You train when the gym is closed. You know, whenever the gym is closed and you already trained, you train again. You know, you have to do what no one else is doing. You know, when they're sleeping, you're running, you're working out.
And that means the harder it is, the bigger the dragon, the more epic the story, and by consequence, the more epic the hero.
If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing, not a car or a person in sight. People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a motherfucker that's up. There's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday, hate it's a Monday, and I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger.
There are certain good things about being alone. You have time to do the things you want to do, like study and plan.
The superpower of learning to be alone and enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's critical, and I do think that these times where you just think about things, just be alone and think about things, are so rare these days. And I think during those rare times is when you really get to understand what you actually believe or don't believe.
You go higher, you go even more alone. Why? Because nobody is willing anymore to invest their energy in going higher, because it's becoming more difficult. So that means along this way, the higher you want to go, the more likely you're gonna walk alone. This is the next thing.
That's why this has helped me coming out here and being locked in an apartment on my own. Because there was no outsiders. It was isolation. It was visualization. It was motivation and it was dedication. There was nothing else going on in my life. You know what I mean?
And you don't like people too, right?
I mean, it's not that I don't like people. It's just that to get to the level that you need to get to the pinnacle, It needs to be like that. It needs to be no outsiders. It needs to be, you need to have your team and your focus, and that's it. I don't need friends.
How do you do that? How do you predict these?
If you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen.
Believe in yourself. Don't fear failure. Dream big. Work hard. Stay positive. Enjoy the journey.
There is a period in everybody's journey where they are so different because they've started to do new things that they no longer fit in with their old set of friends. But they're not sufficiently developed that they've gained their new set of friends. And they're unsure. Should I go back? Should I lean back into getting a bag in with the boys on a weekend? Is that the highest, you know, way that I can live my life passion forward? Because that's what everybody else does. And all of my friends are taking the piss. Oh, not drinking again. Too good for us, are we? Not going out again this week. Oh, okay. Well, like, enjoy staying in home and reading. Fucking nerd. So you're going to feel the pain of being ostracized from the group of friends that you used to have. But you're stuck in this messy middle where you haven't yet worked out who you are on the other side of this. And that lonely chapter that's in the middle is something that I would say almost nobody that I've ever met who has gone from a place where they are to a place where they want to be hasn't gone through.
That it is hard. It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. But understand this, life is hard.
He was like, the only thing that you can do is win so big that all of them constantly compare themselves to you, and then you'll forget they exist. Success is the only revenge. He's like, it's not the best revenge. He's like, it's the only one. There's no other revenge. Like, it feels so painful because you're like, you look around to see who can help you, and then you're like, fuck, it's me again.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts.
They say, oh, it's already okay here. Why you still want to move up there? The air is getting thinner over there. It's getting more hard to breathe. It's getting more dangerous, whatever. So that means along this way, the higher you want to go, the more likely you're gonna walk alone.
If you think about the difference between winners and losers, winners define themselves by what they made happen, and losers define themselves by what happened to them.
I really don't have regrets. I am a person that says, you know, as soon as you look back in your history and you come up with something that you feel like you want to change, something else has to change. Disappointment to me, to win, you got to lose. To be successful, you got to have something that's not successful. To be happy, you got to have disappointment. So I think all of those things have evolved and happened to make me who I am and understand the benefits and the privileges I have for being who I am.
Who am I? I found out through this path of life, who is David Goggins? Who am I? So going through all, I did it alone. There was no fucking trophy on the fucking wall, on the mantle. That trophy's in my fucking brain. No one helped me get there. No one paid my fucking bills. No one did shit for me. No one ran those fucking miles, lost that fucking weight, went through it. I suffered on my own and developed this man who said, it's who I am, man.
That's important, man. And most people struggle their whole life to find out who they are. Struggle their whole life to find out what defines them, what they actually enjoy and what they don't.
You start putting yourself in situations that suck, you'll find yourself. It's the only way to find yourself.
Like, and I promise you, every single person who wants to do something with their life and has done something with their life has gone through the exact chapter that you're going through. And it's the lonely chapter. It's the chapter where you don't fit in with your own friends, but you don't have the outcomes yet to fit into a new group of friends. And you're doing this thing, you're consuming content on the internet, you're doing these free tutorials online to try and figure out how to set up a podcast and where do I host this thing? And then and you're going through this and you're like, is this even worth it? Because you have no signs of success, right? But if there's anything that you can take away from what we're saying right now is that the sign of success is the hate that you get along the way. And what you can't do is bend the knee to their hate and fit back into the conformity because it's comfortable and it's warm. Because like in the Matrix, when Trinity opens the door, when Neo's about to go take the red pill and he wants to get out of the car, she says, "Neo, you've been down that road and you know exactly where it leads. And I know that's not where you want to be." And then he closes the door. Like right now, this moment that you're going through is Trinity opening the door and being like, you could go back, but then you'd have to remember exactly what the reason was that you decided not to go out to begin with. Just because you listen to this podcast and you consume this content, you're like, I can fucking do more than this. Like, because you are starting to live in some of that hell where you look in the mirror and you're like, I can do more. And you start to see the person that you could be. And you're like, this does start to feel like hell.
You just gotta weather and keep on walking and don't flinch. Don't let them know they got you. Don't let them know they got you. You just got to keep on going. No matter what the day is, no matter what the move is, keep going. God gave us everything to point forward, to go forward. And what we're doing at a standstill.
What if everything you're going...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Going through is preparing you for what you asked for. Think of it like this. The universe is using every challenge to adjust your energy and frequency, getting you ready for what you really want. Each tough moment is a lesson, helping you manifest your dreams by ensuring you're ready to receive them when they arrive.
The cold water doesn't get warmer if you jump in late. I'll raise this one and say that the water will actually get even colder. I know you don't want to do the hard things now because you think you'll be in a better state of mind to do it later, more motivated, but you will only have less time and energy then, while the difficulty of that obstacle will stay the same. And the longer you put anything off, the harder it'll actually be to do it all. Because every time you avoid a responsibility, you're actively reinforcing the belief that it's too difficult for you to handle, even when it might be completely false. And the time you spend complaining, dreading about it, you could have already gotten it done because time will always pass either way.
There's no point in doing something if you're not going to do it absolutely, you know, and do it to the hilt. And if I'm going to do it, if I'm going to take the time to do it, then I want to do it in as much of an immersive way as possible. Because, you know, you just come to learn in life that the things that you really get a kick out of are the things that you just can't deny. They're the things that when you're doing them, you can think of nothing else but what you're doing.
If you're gonna quit, quit when it's going well. If you're gonna quit, quit when it's easy. If you're gonna give up at the top of the mountain, not at the bottom of the mountain, not on the side of the mountain, not in the middle of the mountain. Give up when you get to the top of the mountain. If you're gonna quit, quit after you make it work in grand fashion. Quit after you build and sell a successful business. Don't quit on the journey. People will start working on something because they have this grand vision in their mind. And they think, when this happens, it's gonna be great. And it doesn't happen as fast or as smoothly as they thought it should happen, and then they quit.
The fastest growth periods are the most miserable. And if you want to progress, you have to get used to pain. But you'd be amazed at what you can endure when you have no choice. And so until the moment you die, you can always endure it. And once you die, you won't have to. Because you want to know who lives stress-free? Dead people. So in a different way, the fact that you have stress is the very thing that you can be most grateful for, which is that you're still alive.
You know what's crazy?
You know you could be the one if you really wanted to, right? But see, you keep playing the what-if game. What if it don't work out this? What if it don't work out? What if it do? What if it do work out? Then what? You're gonna be happy, right? If you put your head down and lock in on the vision, how could you not win?
Basically, two kinds of people in life. They're winners and they're losers. And the definition is this. Losers take things that happen to them and that they feel inside that suck, and they wallow. They use it for self or outward destruction. Winners take whatever they feel it, and they transmute it into things that are good for themselves and for the world.
We are 100% responsible for our lives.
There's somebody out there training every day, and when you meet, they will win.
And the only message I want to get across to people is once you change one thing, your mindset.
Rest at the end, not in the middle. But I love this question, which is, what would you do if you weren't afraid?
You put so much practice into you that you can ignore every one of them that are telling you you're not going to fucking make it and still be able to fucking make it. Because you have put the practice in that you know this is the process. It's such a daunting task that all the voices are saying no. But you still had the conviction that I know I can do this.
I always thought joy was, oh, I get this and then I'm happy, or I do this and then I'm happy, or I get her and then I'm happy, or I make that and then I'm happy, or they respect me and then I'm happy. Or I always thought happiness was to be acquired by the things I would gain from life. That's why I was always grabbing. If I knew early on that happiness actually is in me offering all of my suffering up for other people as an instructive thing, or as something that could benefit man, then I maybe would have lived my life differently. So I guess the question I would ask anybody is, how do you use your suffering to tap into your joy?
The story of Abraham's a very cool story, because Abraham's like 80 years old, living in his father's tent. Talk about failure to launch. And God shows up one day and says, you have to leave everything you know and journey out into the unknown. And you think, well, what is that? Well, that's the call to adventure. That's what it is. Man, he's thinking, things are pretty good in that tent. But, well, he goes on this tremendous adventure, and then he's the forefather of, you know, biblically speaking, half the people on the planet. He has this tremendous adventure. Think, well, what do you set against the suffering of your life? Well, the adventure of your life. That's what you set against it. It's not safety. Forget about that. There's no safety for mortals, that's for sure. And besides, safety? That's what you want? You don't want that. You want adventure.
The rain's been coming down a bit this morning, and it would be the perfect excuse to not go for the run. And that's exactly why I'm out here, because when keeping your promises becomes more difficult and you keep the promise anyways, you are more and more resilient to the external world. I don't want luck and circumstance defining what I think of myself. So a change in the weather is not going to define my ability to keep a promise. I define that.
Look in my insecurities and in my fear and find drive in that. We're all looking for passion. Passion's all around you. You have a whole stack of it all around you. It's your insecurities, all that You got to dive deep in that it's all in there. All the energy and fuel you need is right in yourself. It's all there. You got a lot of stuff to do to overcome. And, you know, that's where I found it. I found it right there in my own insecurities. I found drive in my own insecurities. And that's the most powerful thing in the world. When you can find drive in your own doubt, fear, insecurities, you become very unstoppable.
The most underrated superpower of any elite athlete is their ability to do it anyways. You're tired? You want to stay in bed? You want to skip the last few reps? You want to not put up the extra shots? You don't want to meal prep or eat the food that fuels your body? You don't want to stretch? That's great. You don't have to want to do it. The superpower comes from doing it anyways. You just do it. That's what separates the good from the great.
I'm not searching for happiness.
I'm searching for peace. So my state of what I'm aiming for, I would say it is peace. Because happiness for me, taking by this word, if there's happiness, there is sadness. If something can rise, something must fall. If you can attain something, there's something to lose. That's why it's difficult. That's why I stopped a moment. I don't know what type of happiness you mean. Being satisfied with where I'm standing, yes. Does it mean that I don't have hard moments? I have hard moments. And that's why for me, like, what is it I ultimately look for? I would call it, it's just peace.
Who you are when no one's watching, that's the version that matters the most. Not the one people praise, but the one that shows up when no one cares. That's the version that builds legacy. Because the work that counts the most is the work that no one sees. And if you can win in the dark, the light will take care of itself.
The easiest thing in life is to give up. Whatever you're focused on or whatever you're hopeful for, the hardest thing is to continue to keep going. But we have to. We have to continue to hold on, continue to keep your head up, continuing to march on ahead towards your dream and never losing sight of that and not being distracted, not giving up.
Somewhere inside you, that 9-year-old kid is still watching. That 9-year-old who dreamt big. And far ahead, the 90-year-old version of you is watching too. The one who knows how fast it all goes would give everything for one more chance. So they're both looking at you right now. The 9-year-old wants to believe in you. And the 90-year-old wants to be proud. If they both smile at who you're becoming, then keep going. You're making it count.
They threw everything at me. They did everything they could to try and get me off of track, to distract me, to take my mind off of the task at hand. And I never let that happen.
There's nothing more supreme than confidence. Confidence breeds success, and success breeds confidence. Applied properly, you're inconquerable. And you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you are here for a purpose to enrich the world. Your destiny is in your mouth and in your mind. Once you receive that level of confidence, it will surpass a genius.
They say you don't meet your true self until you're exhausted. Because comfort hides the truth. But exhaustion drags it into the light. And what you find there, it's everything you've been avoiding. But it's you. The real you. One stripped of ego. Nowhere else to run. Nowhere else to be. Except in the moment. And this is the inflection point. When the demons show up, are you the one who can stare darkness in the face and say, I hear you, but you don't get to decide? Or do you fold? Because when everything inside you screams quit, and you take one more rep, one more step, that's the real you. And that's where greatness lives.
Not you shackled your mind to have limits. And everybody has a limit, but find it first. I find it at times, but what happens is I then figure out how to get around it, through it, above it, climb over it on that like limit of like, yeah, I'm there. Okay, I failed. I was right there. What did I miss? Did I miss? Oh, that's what I fucking missed. And then it happens.
If you want revenge for the bad things that have happened in your life, start with the version of you that hasn't lived up to your potential.
You have no idea how great you really are.
Because maybe I'm not good enough.
Your story may not have such a happy beginning.
It's not okay for you to be a weak loser.
But that doesn't make you who you are.
And the reason it's not okay is because you could be way more than that.
This life is not here to make you suffer.
Because you are using such minimal of what you have.
This life is here to make you understand what is your potential.
They say the true hell is when the person that you are meets the person you could have been.
It is the rest of your story, who you choose to be.
My philosophy is, why be normal when you can be the best?
And I learned the greatest gift of all. The saddest thing in life is wasted talent.
Play full f***ing out.
If you're going to try, go all the way.
You're not as far away from these dreams as you think you are.
Is that so many people die with untapped potential because they think that someone else is f***ing better than them.
All life forms strive to the max of its potential except human beings.
If you only do what you can do, you will never be more than you are now.
You got the makings of greatness in you, but you gotta take the helm and charge your own course.
We can be anyone. We can do anything. It's only a matter of going.
I forget one time I was running by a graveyard, and I ran by a graveyard, and I looked out there, and I have all these epiphanies, man. I have all these moments of like, of it's crazy, man, of just thought. Cause I'm always by myself and always deep in thought about how to be better. And I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there and just are so upset with how you lived your life, regret how you lived it. And I'm running a 300-pound man thinking, man, don't fucking die like this, bro.
You know, there's one place that all the people with the greatest potential are gathered. One place. And that's the graveyard.
Everyone has the possibility to unlock something very, very special about him or herself. And it's up to your actions. Ultimately, it's you yourself who also is able to unlock it.
If you're going to try, go all the way. This can mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, jobs, and maybe your mind. Go all the way.
Most of us don't use the stuff that we have brought into the universe. And we want to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to start living life with a sense of urgency and using what we've got. Using ourselves up. Sharing what we brought into the universe to share. Because if we don't, nobody else will. Stop wasting valuable time.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.